listening to Home of Burnaby Rock on CJSF 90.1 FM.
indulge yourself in the cultural and folklore traditions of Italy on Il Sole Italiano every Sunday from 2 to 4 p.m.
Eravamo ancora fanciulli e ogni sera su quel prato.
Attention, women in science, technology, engineering, and math. Whether you're a seasoned professional or just starting on your journey, the Society for Canadian Women in Science and Technology is here to support you every step of the way. From mentorship programs to networking and skill-building events, we've got the tools and resources you need to succeed and thrive in STEM. Visit SCWIS.ca to learn more. That's SCWIST.ca. We can't wait to connect with you.
Live from the basement of the sub high atop Burnaby Mountain, this is home of Burnaby Rock on CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia. CJSF is the campus community radio of Simon Fraser University, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory, specifically of the Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Coquitlam, and Musqueam. Hello, good evening, welcome. I'm John, your typical host, and I'll be here for the next 2 hours. My gosh, playing rock and electronic music. This is episode 115 of the program. It is a show favorites episode. It is live and local in studio. And it's the 5th anniversary of the home of Burnaby Rock here on CJSF tonight. So got to give myself a little hand for that. 5 years. Made it 5 years. I never thought I'd make it past 6 episodes. Oh, it's been a long time. The show has been a constant in my life for the last 5 years. What else can you say about that? And that first set, I'll just go through that first set. Basically, the idea tonight with the choices of music is, I want to pay homage to the artists and the people and the institutions that have helped shape this program over the last 5 years and made it what it is now. I went through, a lot of stuff from the early days when I was trying to pick stuff out. I was really went through the first like the pre-pandemic episodes, like the first 21 episodes of this program that preceded the pandemic back in 2019 and 2020, and I had no choice but to start the show off tonight with none other than absolute show favorite Brandon Saucier of Medicine Hat, formerly of Lethbridge, Alberta. And his brilliant lo-fi bedroom pop work with his various projects, which include himself, Compassion Fatigue's Desk Jets, Real Dirge, but predominantly Printhead and Wint. That was a Wint song. That was Cycle off of Information. I tell you what year that was from. I think it was like 2017 or something like that. Maybe I shouldn't say. It was from the aughts. From the tween teens. My mistake. There's lots of music from the tween teens tonight, and lots of music from the aughts. I play nothing from the 1990s. I can't believe it. There's nothing from the show tonight from the 1990s. And this, I'm not also going back to my childhood. So there's no Def Leppard. There's no George Michael. Sorry. There will be a George Michael cover on a new music episode coming up for the back to school special. That will be maybe in a couple weeks, but probably in 3 weeks. 3 weeks for sure, the way things are looking right now. Thank you, Brandon Saucier, for all the CanCon and all the... He's my favorite. He totally is. Hasn't put out anything in over a year, but the absolute volume of music, all of his songs that are basically a minute, 103... songs I've played on this show, 103 unique individual songs on this show over the last 5 years of that guy. So thank goodness for that guy. Especially, I was looking back, and obviously 115 episodes of the show, including tonight, and he really saved my butt in like the 20s. And of course, last week I replayed episode 18, which was the one where he was offline originally when I first started making this show, and I only had so many songs of his, and then he came back online and with tons of material, and then there was like a whole other material dump, and he saved my butt during that time and really helped keep the show going. Second up was Deerhoof with Your R2 from The Runners 4, 2006, I believe. Great record. It's either that or Lay's a Little Bit Needed for me. Those are really, I think Runners 4 has it has Chris Cohen, for starters, on lead guitar on that record. That was part of the Chris Cohen era with them. And really earth-shatteringly, joyful, you know, really special music on that record. And but I think, yeah, I really like Lazy Little Bonita, which came out a number of years later without Chris Cohen. It's just a complete record. But if you ever get into those guys, those are definitely their two of their better records. Deerhoof I've played 36 times. I'm not shocked. I'm not shocked at all that I played those guys 36 times. And then the set finished up with the OCs. Another big band on here. Really important. I think when I was first really aggressively building a record collection many, many years back, I think the OCs were at the center of it, as well as probably Ty Segall. I'll play Ty Segall later on, probably. He's definitely, again, another great artist. So yeah, welcome to the show. Thank you for tuning in. Say hi to my parents. I know they're listening. And, you know, maybe Magnus is stuck in traffic somewhere. Connor. I don't know who else listens besides that, but that's not the point. Thank goodness for the show. I've obviously really expanded my understanding of music and music collection while this has gone on, and I'll probably get into that more tonight. Traffic and weather. First of all, it's August 16th, 2024, 6:14 p.m. Weather, yeah, summer's over, people. I don't know if we're getting any more of our beautiful, perfect Vancouver summer weather. If you live here, you know what I'm talking about. And the bluest of skies, no clouds, stillest of air, just beautiful, beautiful weather we got in the summertime here. And but it doesn't last, and it's mid-August already, or at least past that point, so things are getting a bit dicey. We might be getting rain tomorrow night. They can't forecast right now. They don't know how much we're getting, but it looks like they've already been getting rain in the interior, and it's already put a dent in the forest fire situation, which... You know, I mean, obviously Jasper was a high-profile fire. I've talked about it on here before. It hasn't been that bad a year compared to last year, which was obviously record-breaking. But this year, I think, yeah, looking back, I think reading something, I think at some point, like, you know, 3 or 4 weeks ago, we were at, like, less than 20% of acreage burned that we were last year. So, you know, lucky us, considering the lack of snowpack we had. Traffic and weather, not bad. Nothing really anomalous. I don't think that's a word. No real anomalies. It looks really annoying getting on the Queensborough. Really super annoying trying to get on the Queensborough Bridge right now from the New Westminster Burnaby side. East-West Connector looks like crap coming up to the 91A. There is an accident. Looks like there's an accident and trouble northbound on the 91 towards the Alex Fraser. It's always crap getting to the tunnel going northbound on the 99. Yeah, not terrible. North Shore, yeah, Highway 1's kind of bad there. It's always, it's bad coming down the cut, great going up the cut. And then Lionsgate's busy coming into Vancouver, backing up to about Keith Road. Other than that, Highway 1 in the Valley. Let's take a look at Highway 1 in the Valley. Yeah, not great. Never is. Why would you want to be on that road right now unless you absolutely have to? And there's not a lot of great alternatives for it. So that's and then weather, obviously, today. I think I already talked about it. But today, you know, a little bit on the cool side. I think it went up to, about 295. And, I think it's just going to be kind of weather. I don't know if we're into a unsettled pattern or not, but it's going to be kind of middling for the next little bit. But it's still kind of summer. The rain is not officially back yet. But yeah, we are expecting some rain over the weekend, and we have been getting rain in the interior, which is great. So lots of great music tonight. That's all you're going to get is classic songs from classic artists that have adorned the show. No new music, obviously. I think I have, like I said, most of the songs are either from the odd to the tween teens. I think I got one song from this decade and maybe another later on just to cover my butt if I need more music at that point, if I don't talk enough. But certainly enough talking for now. Thanks for tuning in. 5th anniversary show tonight. So classic tunes. And I hope you enjoy it.